It's another ookie spooky session. This is your reading for Tuesday, July 23rd. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVX Media Net on TikTok or Instagram. Our cards today, the theme is the Three of Swords. Keywords here are sadness, grief, and sorrow. The tool card is the Moon, intuition, subconscious, and unconscious mind. The obstacle card is the inverted King of Swords. This is irrationality, controlling, and cold behavior. Our advice card today is the Ten of Wands. The message to this is remember the motivations of your younger self. All right, let's get to it. So the shitty themes are beginning to persist, but so will we. Our theme card today is one whose meaning is that of being hurt and the negative feelings that are associated with that. Specifically, it's the desire to withdraw and to be discouraged in day-to-day life, even in things that we're used to doing and can do with relative ease. The Three of Swords could represent present circumstances. It could be portents of what is to come. Either way, the key to remember is that if you get knocked down 7 times, you stand up 8. The Tool card is a bit of a mixed bag, so stick with me on this one. It depends on how you take it. The Moon is something that symbolizes our imaginations, beginning to explore without inhibition. So the way that this is a mixed bag is that this could possibly introduce new worries and new anxieties if we're still, you know, knocked on our asses and, you know, not feeling it. Or on the brighter side, it could be the exploration of new ideas that will have us stand up stronger than before. Which of these two it's going to be is entirely up to you. This seems to me like it's more of your reaction than it is definitive. Now, the obstacle that we're facing with this dilemma is it's either the worst of or the bastardization of our best characteristics. The King of Swords, when inverted, it's a man who's lost his fucking marbles and he's using his strength to manipulate and condescend people. And another possibility is that he's, or just simply losing his shit at the slightest provocation. So the idea is that we're going to be embodying these things, and those are going to be our behaviors based on, I think it'll be reactionary based on being knocked down, feeling embarrassed, and bursting with emotion, trying to recover or try to regain what we feel was our power that we lost. So the advice card, I think, is perfect. It's the perfect remedy to quell those negative outbursts. The message of the Ten of Wands in the advice position is to remember our optimism and idealism of our younger years. It's to remember the passion and energy that allowed us to get over the biggest hurdles without losing focus on the, you know, really grand ideas that we had, that we were pursuing. I always refer to a fresh college graduate as this, that bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready-to-take-on-the-world kind of person. This is the mentality that we're trying to reignite ourselves with. We are getting knocked down by something, per the theme card, and we're standing back up with that renewed energy. So, there you go. That's your reading for Tuesday, July 23rd. Oh, questions, comments, concerns about this reading, or just this podcast in general, whatever, 833-589-7637. You can call or text. It's anonymous either way. I really like to hear how these readings land for people. So if you're feeling courageous, you can give me a shout. I'd love to hear from you. Personal readings, they are available. You could go to luxmediashows.com. Hit the spooky button. There will be a form you can fill out to get yourself a private reading or personal reading if you want one. They're free. I don't charge anything for those. Keep in mind, if you don't give me a lot of detail on your situation, there's not a whole lot of detail I can give you in return. I think if you don't tell me a whole lot, you just give me like, tell me about my career. I can only give you something that's going to sound a lot like these dailies. So, yeah. While you're on luxmediashows.com, you could check out the other shows that we get up to. We have some sports stuff coming out. We have had a political release just a little while ago. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the U.S. political scene. But either way, if those aren't your cup of tea, it's completely fine. Just keep coming back here. I will keep giving you these daily readings at the same Ookie time, same spooky place.